Hey, you're listening to Cinna Restores, Restoring Youth Podcast. I'm Jen Lamar. What's up? Welcome. I'm your host, founder of Cinna Restore, sharing my cinnamon reflection and reflective skincare. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today, I am talking about madness, the madness that's in our lives, and not just in March. If you've heard of March Madness, right? It's about where players go up against each other, and it is a head-on-head single game elimination round of 60-plus teams, college Division I basketball teams that compete. And it's pretty fierce. It's fast. It's kind of madness. If you don't keep up with it, you'll lose track quickly. And I'm not talking about March Madness in this podcast, but just rectifying what the madness is of what that means. Madness is something that can really overtake us quickly. I have been guilty of that. I get overwhelmed very quickly. I get stimulated very quickly. I'm a highly sensitive person. Recognizing that and that I have some learning differences, the way I understand things, I've had madness of trying to comprehend things or say things to be understood, or it's caused things to be really mad in my life, like not understanding. And what does madness actually mean? It's a noun, and it means the state of being mentally. So kind of like insanity. It was foolishness, it was crazy, it was madness. And being mad itself is a verb. It describes the noun, which is if I said I was mad, it described me being mad. And mad being angry, upset, fuming, furious, raging. It's hard to say raging, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to be raging. But when you get into this place of madness, you're constantly in this place of thought where you can't think of anything else. It's quick. It's nonstop. It's just bonkers. It's madness. And it can be very intoxicating in our lives. And I speak on it because I know of it. I share it because I feel like it's relatable. And how we see it in ourselves is very important. And then understanding what causes our madness is very important. I share the reflection. I share a faith. I read the Bible. It's not something I'm experienced in. So I share it with you just how I take it. And maybe you'd like to read it too. I'd love for you to pick it up. It's a great thing how it applies to our lives. It really is an amazing book of resources. And the Bible talks about being mad and how the madness of the world will get to us and how God will, you know, afflict you with stress when you're about the world, when your eyes are overseeing everything that's more, you see it more powerful than God. You see it more powerful than you. You give all this attention to things that are not helping your mind, body, soul, spirit, your energy, and it just overtakes you. I read the Bible and I really like to share it because it really resonates to my life. It brings understanding to things, and it's a pretty deep book to read. So reading Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting at verse 27, we're talking about the things that cause us madness and how the Bible talks of us, shares a lot of things with us of the world, how we let the world overpower us over God. And he lets us know when we choose the madness of the world over him and his wisdom for us, his guidance for us, it's going to cause us bonkers. Okay. And a lot of people are like, I don't believe in God and Jesus. I don't believe the Bible. And a lot of it makes a lot of sense to me. And I would hope maybe you'll give it a shot, pick it up, read it. And if not, I appreciate you listening. So reading starting from verse 27. And it says, the Lord will afflict you with boils of Egypt and with tumors, you know, festering sores, itches, which you cannot be cured. Now, this verse, if you don't know, Moses was trying to flee the Israelites from Pharaoh, who was an Egyptian, didn't want to let him go. And he, you know, Pharaoh is all about himself, his concerns, not of Jesus Christ, but his gods, his way. And God inflicted all of these horrible things on him because he would not change. He was like, nope, won't do it. Then it happened. Then he was like, oh, okay. And then the next thing happened. He's like, oh, okay. And then it happened. And this is just someone being hard, right? But if we let that madness, the concerns of what the Egyptians did, which was harm others, and they were greedy, God will afflict hardship on us to help us maybe see a different path. Verse 28, the Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, confusion of the mind. So much going on in uncertainty. Does that make sense? So, you know, we take part in the events, dressing to impress. My house got to look like this. I got to take a million selfies. I got to get the photographer. I got to get the flying dress. I got to have all of these special looks to be at this level. And all of that, all of the madness that we take over God and not realizing that God gives us all these wonderful things, it will cause us confusion and blindness. Like, people put all their money in stocks, not sure of what's going on. And then when something happens, you know, they're like uncertain, should have I done it? They're a nervous wreck. Or we're thinking about all of these things in our lives that we want to do. And like, for me, I get so overwhelmed so quickly trying to figure out what should I do? What should I do? And instead of focusing on God, I'm so focused on either myself or something going on in my house or how I feel. Instead of just trying to be and do the right thing, whether that's just brush my teeth, get up and read my Bible, feed my cats, share some love to them, be an actual human, share some love in the world. Nope. I'm so blind by everything going on and I'm so confused that I don't do anything. That's madness. That's madness right there. Verse 29, at midday, you will grope about like a blind person in the dark. You'll be unsuccessful in everything you do day after day. You will be oppressed and robbed with no one to rescue you. When you're in madness, when you're following all of these things of the world, it's a very dark place. We get caught up in superficial things. We get caught up in lust. We get caught up in money. We get caught up in the greed. We don't get, and instead of focusing on the most important things like our family and our well-being and supporting our neighbor and just doing the right thing in our community, we're focused on ourselves and on our business and just ourselves. When our purpose is to do more and to be more, to give more, to have more mercy, to be more compassionate and just be a good neighbor. You know, this is where, and we trust God for all of our blessings. It makes the attitude of gratitude so much better and easier to where the madness doesn't overpower us. But if we continue to stay in this madness of the world, you'll feel like there's no one to rescue you. You know, until you find God. I mean, I've been there. He saved me from suicidal issues, thoughts, actions. The world can drive us absolutely mad, and I hope it's not. And in verse 34, God says, the sights you see will drive you mad. You know, how many times have we gone places or seen movies or things, and it's left really bad pictures in our heads and nightmares and dreams, disturbing images, George Floyd, all of these, Emmett Till, all of these images drive us mad. People dying, murdered, it drives us mad. And all we can do, like I said, is trust God. If we put our sights on all of the madness in the world, it will drive us mad. And I've been there. Dealing with it myself, I go through therapy. I thank God for the support he's giving me, the people who are in my life now, the people who aren't in my life now. God has a reason and a lesson in everything. But if you don't trust him and look for him for comfort in the things that are going on, and we don't change our actions, our vibes, our thoughts, our process, we'll keep staying in that madness. In understanding the madness of the world, there's a lot of it. It's not just in March. It's all the time. It's every day. And I hope that you can find a little bit of reflection, whether within the Bible, with Jesus, hopefully, with a little bit of skin nourishment, some self-care to yourself, a podcast, take a shower, brush your teeth, maybe just drink a cup of water today, make yourself feel nourished. Share some reflection with yourself, and not to punish yourself, but to just be aware of it and see, oh my gosh, I'm putting all this madness and time into these things that don't even care about me. How about I put my time into God? He will always care about me. He is the one definite thing that just does not change. And I'm very thankful to be able to restore youth with you. So thank you for listening. Please share this podcast if it has resonated with some of the madness that might be in your life, and maybe taking your mind off of the madness and focusing on the positive things that God has given you. The roof over your head. You have a voice. You're able to hear this. You have a phone. You have digital resources. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to thank you so much for being here. Please subscribe. Follow CinnaRostor, CinnaRostor, on Facebook, Instagram, and check out our products. I have designed the face oil. I'm very proud of it. I use it. Bestseller. It helps with very sensitive, oily, blackhead skin. It helps neutralize and balance your natural sebum with tannins. And it has grapeseed oil, which is great to pull the dirt out of your pores, high in vitamin E, and gotta love rosehip oil to bring back the elasticity and brighten and tighten that skin. I love you. It's been my pleasure. And until next time, restore youth. Ta-ta.